Okay, so welcome to the FFDU Pubcast, episode 19.
4-0.
Excellent, thank you. We've already started with that one.
It's going to be very... Can I just say 4-0?
Yes.
The only club in the history of the Premier League to score 4 goals.
I've been here for half an hour. That's the 5th time you've told me.
6th.
Yeah.
It's the 10th time I've heard it today.
Just saying.
Any other random statistics you want to come up with? Unverified,
of course. It was verified on Wiki.
Yes, Wikipedia is the source of all truth.
It's the Americans.
Anyway.
3-0, Patrick.
Sorry, Nick.
It's fine. It's episode 19. Before we forget, we want to thank Cheers once again for hosting us. And again to Miller, providing the beers in the Miller buckets. So
hey, yeah, did you get Miller buckets today?
Yeah, it says the Miller way this time.
Yeah, it's good.
Obviously that we missed last week. It was grand final week, and we also had the UFC.
Yeah, so it was chockers.
It was chockers in here, so no one wanted to listen to us talk. But this
but what we did, though, on the site, we plugged the UK version,
yeah,
which had a bit of an Aussie flavour.
Oh, yeah, with Jess.
Jess was on it. Yeah, yeah.
She acquitted herself well.
I thought she was great. Yeah. Dan Silver shit himself. I'm sure he moved seat.
Yeah. Well, she kept pointing at him, so he was trying
at everyone.
He was trying to get away from it.
And then...
he poked his eye out.
Then I see something on Twitter with Chris from Perth Glory. Did you see it?
No.
And he went, which one of you bastards kicked Glory Glitter around the pub?
The doll?
The gorilla.
Yeah.
Apparently he got kicked around the pub. Chris wasn't happy.
Why did it even go?
That was a gift.
They were random gifts. Apparently Sydney FC don't have...
gorillas.
...cute little toys that they can give away to people.
They sent towels.
Towels?
Yeah. Well, they were that big. That covered Dan up.
Is that to wipe away the tears of disappointment from Sydney FC fans?
Probably, yeah. It was a good show, so if you haven't listened to episode 77
of
the UK, the original football podcast, it was an absolute crack. It was so good, I listened to it twice, and Jess, you were a star.
Really needs to keep up on current UK events, though.
Especially, is it Chad Evans?
Chad Evans.
She let us down on that one.
That was funny as...
No one mentioned bumming, whatever you do.
how do you keep up with all the rapists out there? Come on.
Hey.
Anyway.
Fancy a bum.
I'm going to ask when she comes back.
This is going to be terrible.
Yeah. Okay. So as you could probably tell, there's only a few of us here this week. It's JMO's off playing football.
Matty's
watching JMO or something.
Yeah, from his window.
Jess is in the UK.
In the UK, obviously. Johnny
Stocktaker, because he got their AGM at the RSL next door.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's got to pretend he works for a living. But he was out last night, Johnny.
He was counting bottles of Cruiser.
Well, last night it was a curry night.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We had loads of the Everton Sports Club turn up. Nick, you were out as well.
Indeed, I was.
You did play your air guitar.
Yes, got very pissed last night. For Jane's birthday it was, so...
Yeah. And Johnny got Jane.
He got me the best of the cause.
Good God. Best of the cause. So when you listen to this, that is why the cause
was the
opening
intro
track for the intro music this week.
How many is there, best of the cause? Like 6 songs? 7 songs?
There's actually 19 songs, and we've got a couple of like remixes on there. We've got the K-Class remix and the Tintin Out remix. And the songs
also...
Andrew Cole's multi-skilled, because not only is she lead vocal, she's also on the tin whistle. I was quite impressed by that.
I was impressed because you were listening to it on CD. I YouTubed it. Whoa, things I'd done when you were in the shower. Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah, thanks for telling me, by the way, Johnny, because I just wasted $1.69 on the iTunes store buying the bloody track to use as the intro music.
Not that we used the intro music.
Well, but it was curry night last night, and I ate curry.
You hate curry?
I ate curry.
How do you know?
You've
never had it before.
I've had loads of different curries and it's crap. So last night I thought I'm going to put it out there on Twitter and ask for what sort of curry should I have, because I've obviously not had great experiences. And this is football related fantasy, because everyone has a curry at the match.
So I was looking at you strange, because I thought that would be sort of anti-English.
Well, that's what I got accused of as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I went for the vindaloo. Straight in. I had an ask for the Japanese flag this morning. But as Nick said, Japanese flag's not got hairs on it.
You and Dave Lister.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, so
but
let's
it was
talk.
Nice.
Yeah, well, it was very nice. It's a very nice
restaurant.
It was
nice.
It's a nice night. But I didn't get hit by a bus, so it's all good. Worked out perfectly. Thank you, Dave. All right, so let's talk football. I suppose we better talk about the big grand final last week.
Did you watch it?
parts
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Did you watch
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it, even though my team wasn't in it.
I was quite impressed with the game, 50,000 there, but I thought, I'm not even going to go. It was a penalty, all right. It was a penalty.
Before we get into
I've
any
watched
further.
It.
Yeah, it's
100 times.
There was definite contact from Liam Miller. Oh, sorry, ex-Manchester United Liam Miller.
But it was the way he reacted. He took the piss.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So it was out of order there. But the biggest thing for me was the man of the match.
Oh.
How'd you get that wrong?
FFA strike again.
And the brilliant thing was, so for people who don't know, the man of the match award gets presented after the match, like on the stage.
Yeah, the Joe Marston, named after Joe Marston.
Yeah.
Joe Marston medal.
They give it to
Thomas
Broich.
So he got presented on stage. There's your medal. Well done. He was happy as. And then it was posted on Twitter by one of the journalists. I'm sure it was Mick Lynch went, I didn't vote.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah. Yeah, Mick Lynch.
And then next year, it just all started from there.
And then the FFA gone for a recount.
Well, no.
Florida style recount.
They didn't go for a recount. They actually counted them.
Well, yeah.
And then realised. Oops. See, that's the goal. Say to Broich, sorry, can we have that medal back? And then represent it to the pair play? Joke.
For those people who can't, obviously you can't see, I'm sitting here shaking my head with my head in my hands at the moment because FFA find new ways to display their ineptitude to the world. It's ridiculous.
It was funny though.
So what happened with all the bets with people would have had their bets on Man of the Match?
No, I don't think you can bet on Man of the Match, can you?
No, I don't know. I know all the bets got refunded on Perth winning by, I think it was at BetStuff or Sporting Bet, one of the betting houses actually, because the end was so controversial, they said we're going to refund all bets made for Perth winning the grand final and made over the course of the season, they refunded all the bets.
Well,
I think it was only, I don't know if it was all of them, I'm pretty sure it was just one betting agency, but that was
bad. Really.
I mean, in the cold light of day, after there's been 500 replays shown on TWG and Fox Sports FC, it's quite clearly there was definite contact, and it was denial of the goal.
Fan.
Yeah, I mean, there's still.
What was interesting though is, don't forget, the referee is knocking off a bear from Brisbane Roar.
That shouldn't matter.
Well, he shouldn't have been put in that position, should he?
Well, I don't know why he was put in. I don't know why he was the to begin with, because he's not the best referee in Australia. That should be going to Strebrodolovsky.
Yeah, I'm not saying the referee made the wrong decision. He made the right decision.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
But and it comes out, it's just more fuel to the fire that the referee is actually going out with one of the staffers from Brisbane Roar. She shouldn't be in that position. He shouldn't be in that position.
Should never have to discuss it. That's the. Amazing.
What? Who was shagging?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but you still, even over in the UK, you've still got to disclose conflicts of interest, because I'm pretty sure it was
Clattenburg.
Graham Pohl. Like most of them will sort of say, I support this team, and then the Referees Association won't put them in charge of that team's or that team's rivals, I think. I think that's how it works. But yeah, I mean, you should, that sort of thing should have come up like long before the final minute of the grand final.
Minute.
Yeah. Yeah, on Twitter.
Did you guys enjoy the game otherwise, Bob?
Yeah, sounds.
No, it was good. The first half was a bit down. How the hell that bloke didn't get a card? Like, I understand it was accidental contact, but when Matt Smith smashed Shane Smeltz, did you see the photos on Twitter afterwards?
Oh, he's 50 stitches, didn't he?
Yeah, basically it split from the top, like his lip, all the way up to his nostril. They had to put like 50 stitches in it. There's a bit of payback there for Neil Young, because Shane Smeltz did exactly the same thing
too,
and Newcastle goalkeeper. No. There was a goalkeeper 18 months ago with Newcastle Jets called Neil Young. Yeah.
Right.
Insert musical joke here. But now he's back at Perth Glory. He's actually Perth Glory's reserve keeper. He's the second choice goalkeeper. But he was out of the game for about 18 months because he went in for a ball. Shane Smeltz smashed into him, and he completely smashed his face up.
Smeltz is lucky he doesn't come into cheers and spill someone's drink. It'd get worse than that.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Next.
It's a bit of a
right.
That one fell flat.
Did the bunny ears thing again, though?
Huh?
You said Neil Young.
Yeah,
because
you love bunnies.
Yeah.
thanks for that photo on the last synopsis, by the way. I appreciate that.
Okay, yeah, all good, fancy.
Yeah.
Jets, come on.
What? We finished discussing the grand final, or?
Yeah, I want to go into the Jets because you're down, but not out.
Yeah, well, we had since the
you
last
you in the stadium
since the no we were shut up there is since the last podcast we've had a supporters rally which had 1500 to 2000 fans turn up on a Friday afternoon.
Wow.
4 o'clock last Friday.
Was it just at a pub?
No, it was out the front of the stadium.
Have you ever been to the pub at Newcastle Jet?
Yeah, there's no pubs near the ground.
Is that one a tennis club?
Yeah, but that's not going to fit 1500. No, they was out the front of the stadium. They had it. There was actually set up by one of the supporters, not connected with the active group. They were just one of the guys that are. They're actually called Topless Troopers. They're a supporter group that they're
Topless Troopers.
Topless. Nikolai Topple Stanley. They're fan. Okay. They wear Topple Stanley wigs and they've got their little site. But they organised it. So they
did a bit, didn't they?
They got staged. They got sound equipment. They got a local member of parliament. They got councillors. They got a whole bunch of people to come along and they promoted it through social media. And yeah, like I said, 1500 to 2000 people on a Friday afternoon.
About making your community own now.
Yeah, there's another fan who I actually is a good mate of mine is actually he started drafting up a supporters trust when we had previous problems before Nathan Tinkler came in, because it looked like our previous owner Con Constantine couldn't support the club anymore, so he was trying to set up modelled after like Exeter and Brentford and all those sorts of ones that have
huge
got a
successful club.
Well, yeah, but you know, you don't need much. It's you know, but that's the sort of model. That's the sort of model he's modelling around. So he's got he spent the last week drafting up a 16-page document to outline the proposal, and he's got a couple of people interested. Lyle Gorman said, you know, we'd be prepared to look at it and see whether it's going to be worth involving it with an overall community ownership group. So it's moving slowly. The problem we've got is that HSG have paid all the players up until the 30th of this month, which is tomorrow. So what's going to happen for the following month? I think maybe the FFA are probably going to have to step in the short term just to keep the money flowing until the whole ownership thing sorted out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So they do payroll as well.
Well,
trying to get payroll inquiries done at the FFA.
If they can't manage to count a bloody votes for a medal tally, I can't think what they're going to do with people's pay slips.
I was talking last week to someone because you'd email the FFA and it takes them ages to reply to.
Yeah.
What I want to do this week is a test. I'm going to email the FFA with an inquiry. You tell me what the inquiry is, right? And then I'm going to email the Queen. I bet you'll get a response quicker from the Queen.
I'll tell you how long it takes the FFA to respond. I called the FFA and left a message on Kyle Patterson, who's the media bloke. His voicemail, the day after HSG said they were handing back the licence, I still haven't received a phone call back from him.
No, you won't?
No, yeah, that's it.
Alright, I'm going
to
do that.
Okay.
I'm going to email the Queen.
Email the Queen and email the FFA.
Can the Queen step in for Newcastle Jets?
Well, she's got enough. She's got enough money.
She might do.
Well, she should buy Western Sydney.
And stick up Windsor Castle. Up Windsor Castle as collateral.
Hey, that's it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Moving on.
More to do with the news this week has just been, even before the ticker tape parade, we hear about one coach
swapping towns, swapping states.
I don't blame Ange going to Melbourne.
He's a Melbourne person. He's from Melbourne.
No, but why? They've offered him, I think, it was $5 million over 3 years.
Wow. No. Didn't the Brisbane guys actually offer him more than what Victory were actually offering?
But whatever Victory offered him, he's guaranteed to get paid.
Well.
Because they're a profitable club.
Well, yeah, but Brisbane's being bankrolled by the Indonesians. So.
He wants to change.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he hadn't actually signed a contract with Roar. He's done brilliant with Roar.
He's done really well.
Roar have done brilliant.
They're the benchmark at the moment.
Yeah, and he wants to change. I don't blame him for moving on. And Roar straight away, because on Twitter earlier, I put it out there, what you want us to discuss today.
Mobile phone signal on microphone.
Is it?
It will come through if you turn your microphone. If you turn your
have
phone
I
back
turned
on.
It off? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is it on airplane mode?
It is. Troy Chandler.
It's a great podcast.
Troy Chandler at Leave for the Cup. Yeah, that's who he is. And he put in Rado We Trust or Rado We Trust.
Rado bit of
So instead of mentioning Troy, and they're quite happy.
Yeah.
Well, quite happy in Brisbane.
They've kept continuity. Everything that was underneath Ange has just been moved up a step. So, and that's good for continuity, I think. So, you know, they'll keep the same players. Ange said he's not going to cannibalise Brisbane's playing squad, but I'm, you know, he might pick up one because there'll be a few of them off contract.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a he's basically have to start at the bottom again and down to Victory and clear out. There's so much crap at that club.
So how many players are Victory going to lose? That's a big one this week.
I don't think the Victory.
Yeah.
They're going to sweep the broom through that place.
Yeah, but that's his choice.
Yeah, well, that's it. I think Hugh will come back. He's going to be under the most successful coach outside of Ernie Merrick.
That's my one run this season, then.
Eh?
Might run next season. Actually, run onto the ball.
Well, actually make an effort.
Yeah.
He was all right second half the season.
Yeah, no, it wasn't too bad.
Shite first half.
That was the news of the week, and it's only the start of the coaching merry-go-round that's going to take place because strong rumours of. Graham Arnold moving from Central Coast to Sydney FC.
I thought that has happened. It was confirmed yesterday, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
It's not.
It's the Daily... It's quite funny, actually, because the Daily Telegraph's running with, yeah, he signed, and the Sydney Morning Herald's running with, no, he hasn't signed, and there's a plan B just in case it doesn't come off. Because they're actually... The Sydney Morning Herald was saying that Arnold is their preferred choice, but if they don't get Arnold, they're going to go for Gary Van Egmond up in Newcastle. Because obviously he's... not having a club at the moment. And just quickly going back to the Jets, the Jets CEO this week came out and said he's going to have to advise, because there's still no resolution yet, he's going to have to advise the players to start looking at other clubs to shore up their future, because, you know, they can't just hang around in limbo. So Sydney FC could be getting either Central Coast or Newcastle Jets
off-casts,
which they seem to be quite good at doing, because they took half of Newcastle's championship winning side in 2008, so I seem to like taking our off cuts, because Mark Bridge has done so well for Sydney FC.
On the subject of Western Sydney, so when do they
they're really pissing me off now.
Really?
It's just, I really want them to succeed,
but
who are they?
They're doing the fan forums at the moment. I've no idea who come up with the idea for fan forums. Anyone here got a clue what with fan forum?
I don't know. I seem to recall somebody organising something at the end of last season with the different fan forums.
Some
git with glasses.
I think he moans a lot as well.
Oh, fucking hell, it was me. Right. So, anyway, all the clubs are doing it now.
You didn't copyright it, so you can't make any money from it.
I didn't copyright it. But the thing with these fan forums is they don't follow how I done it in terms of to the letter of the law. No, I done it. And what are you laughing at?
That's not how I.
The one thing that's really surprising me though is that they've got SBS involved, like recording and actually involved in the whole thing, which is, you know, SBS has been anti FFA ever since they moved the ball across to Fox Sports.
And then camera crews. Well, of course, SBS
that's still getting them more involved than that, and it's an FFA.
Of course, they're going to get SBS involved. Because they were at SBS a couple of weeks ago pitching for the new TV deal. Know that for a fact.
Really?
Yeah.
SBS aren't going to pay any money for A-League rights.
Yeah, they might get one game a week.
They're not going to pay any money for it, though.
No, of course they haven't.
They're not going to pay any money for A-League rights.
That's not going to do us any good.
But the forum, I think it's a great idea. And I'm liking the fact that they're spending 3 or 4 weeks going round and asking the fans, what? Jesus.
Have you watched the videos of the terrible belly standing up and going?
The right tosses, and you got fans going, what formation is the team going to play? You're like, you haven't even got a coach, you dickhead.
Well, that's it.
What's our away strip going to be? You haven't even got a home ground.
Exactly.
Never mind an away strip. So,
crawl before you can walk, boys.
And
come on.
And then some bloke's going off on Twitter the other night. I messaged him while he was at the forum, and I said, just forget about playing style, club culture, and all that. Colour of your strip. Get the organisation sorted first, and then
That's not going to be sorted through the fan forums, because the FFA.
No, it's not. It's fucking already sorted.
Yeah.
And this guy went, I think you're quite narrow-minded. What will agree to disagree? And I'm like, oh, I'm narrow-minded. You tip.
Did you go?
No, I didn't go.
Oh, you're watching that. You're watching the highlights.
No, no, some whopper on Twitter. And I was like,
used to listen.
Yeah, now stop listening.
Can't be asked.
But I'm all in favour of Western Sydney, but what I'm saying is, are they going around doing these fan forums? My idea. Right, just to pay lip service and have all the decisions already been made.
That's going to be the big question, isn't it? I'm not going to know that for a few weeks.
Can you imagine in the UK bringing a new club in, or anywhere in Europe, or anywhere in the world, and go, what colour would you like your team to play? Any preference on the badge? No, I don't give a shit. What I want is just get me a team, tell me what colours they're playing in, tell me what stadium they're playing in, and that's it, job done. Then I'll follow that team.
Yeah.
You've got an 18-year-old kid, right? More spots on his face than a decorator's radio.
I'll play that.
And he's telling someone what formation and what style of football.
Yeah.
When you talk about styles of football, you go, I want to play like Barcelona. Right? Oh, really? Do you want to play like Barcelona? 75% possession. Just got knocked out by Chelsea. Dickhead. Case closed.
Alright, moving on.
Yeah.
Why
are you moving on?
I think we should talk about celebration.
West Sydney, pretty much, I'd
say. But I want Western Sydney to succeed, don't get me wrong.
We all do. It's pretty much nailed on to be called Western Sydney Wanderers or something along those lines. Wanderers or Rovers are the two.
It won't be called Rovers.
Popular. I think it'll probably be called Wanderers.
Can't be called Rovers.
And they'll play at a Parramatta Stadium.
I do.
Don't you care what it's called?
No. I do, because just the idea of a team that's already called Wanderers, as they wander around the park watching football get passed around, just doesn't seem...
What, are you talking about the style of play now?
No.
Fucking hell, you're 18.
All right, let's move on. But no, when will we hear about some of this stuff?
It's a couple of weeks. Supposed to be in the... I think they're saying it's going to be the middle of May they're going to start announcing all this stuff. Because I think there's one more...
There's two more forums.
Yeah, over the next 7 days or something. But at least the whole thing's not descending into ethnic farce. So it appears that everybody that is wanting to become involved in it is not being, you know, the old issues with the NSL. Like all the NSL bidders aren't going to be bothered because they're just going to turn their noses down and look down their noses.
The NSL clubs later.
Okay.
Got a surprise.
Oh, you read Sydney Olympics press release, did you?
I like Sydney Olympics.
Yeah, well, them and their 20 fans want to be involved in the A-League in the coming years. So,
hey, come on to Sydney Olympic later.
Anyway,
don't diss them.
Did you want to talk about Champions League?
Yes, we do want to talk about the Champions League, and it says Chelsea Park the bus, and it worked. People are calling it anti-football. I thought Chelsea, yeah, they did park the bus.
Yeah.
But over two games, home and away to Barcelona. That's brilliant. And in the second game, John Terry, I'll come on to him in a minute. to win that over two legs, fantastic.
Is it?
Whether you like Chelsea or not, that was a fantastic feat.
I can't stand them, especially what they did.
But
you must be
impressed with what they've done.
Well,
oh come on, fans! Yeah. Get off you.
Yeah, a lot of things had to go their way though for that to happen.
Like what?
Like Messi having a shit two games.
We did. Do you not think they marked him out?
Well, yeah. When you got ten players behind the ball, how much of it was down to Di Matteo, or because he's got a bit of the Avram Grants about him? Is he actually affecting what's going on, or is it more the players taking control? And
next, he's disgusted. He fucked off.
Is he?
Getting a starter.
No, it's just. He's done a
I'm
good
devil's
job.
Advocate, I'm asking the question.
Well, Chelsea's done a good job. Di Matteo had a breakdown, nailed on, played good tactics against the best football team in the world over two games.
A manager sacked from West Brom has just beaten the most successful coach in the last 3 years.
Didn't he get MK Dons up a few? Who was he at West? No,
he was down in League Two somewhere before they pulled him up. Yeah, was it? No, was it? Wasn't he? Was he at Swindon before? Oh, I can't remember.
Anyway,
yeah,
but he's done all right. I think it's great.
Yeah, I just can't stand Chelsea, especially after what they did a few weeks ago.
Well, stand the next week because they're going to give you your arse in the cup final.
We'll see.
I reckon 5-0.
Oh, it's not going to be that. No,
seriously.
5-0 Liverpool. Okay.
I reckon Chelsea are going to give you a right spanking.
Well, we'll see.
Nick, what you call on the FA Cup final next week? Chelsea v Liverpool?
Oh, Chelsea.
Good on you, Nick.
Chelsea. 100% Chelsea.
But did you see the Shreve's interview?
Oh, yeah. So, Ivanovic, how do you feel about... That was hilarious. I saw that. How do you feel about being yellow carded out of the final?
He's a bastard.
He's tactful, isn't he?
He's done something else as well. I think he chased Di Matteo as well and got an interview with him, and then he was talking about Di Matteo. Can you just leave us alone just to celebrate tonight? Peace off. <so. laughs> But then did you hear Gary Neville when Chelsea scored?
Oh, was that on Soccer AM this morning? No, was that?
Might have been on Soccer AM. It's all over YouTube, Nick. If you want to, people always say shows your cum face or stuff. This guy, this guy Gary Neville, YouTube it.
Yep.
I've never heard anyone scream. I mean, this bloke would have got. It sounded like he just got Pamela Anderson in a prime.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. It was massively scary.
Let's just say it was special.
What was the link?
Jay's holding up the Core CD. No, it was like it would have sounded like Johnny had just copped off with Amzir Core.
But what's
pissing me off now is Chelsea are aiming for the fourth spot. Newcastle, well, are aiming for the fourth spot.
Yep.
But after last night at Wigan. Don't know if that's going to happen.
I think they can still get it.
Yeah, they will. But if Chelsea win it, Newcastle are out.
I can't see Chelsea beating Bayern in their own stadium.
I can. But is it right though that if you win the Champions League, I think it's right that you get automatic qualification.
If you don't finish in the automatic Champions League qualification spots, you should go into a qualifying group, a playoff. A playoff to get into the group stage.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is the winners should be involved in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
But Newcastle could finish fourth after 38 games and then miss out.
Yeah, well, they're still in Europe, though. They're still in the Europa League.
Oh, fuck off.
If you told Newcastle fans at the beginning of the season you would qualify for Europa at the end of...
Would you have Europa League? Well, you've only got Europa League.
Yeah, well, we're in Europe.
Greece is in Europe.
We're in the Europa League. We won the Carling Cup. We're in the Europa League.
There's no money in the Europa League.
No, there isn't, but there is the prestige of being in Europe, and you get better players.
Well, better prestige being in the Champions League than in the Europa League.
Of course there is. Yeah, of course there is.
Yeah, so
think about title this one. What? You two argue.
It's all right, we're only going to be league. We've still got another half an hour to fill you. We're only going for 27 minutes. So,
I think it's out of order.
Well, yeah, I think that if you don't finish in automatic qualifying position in
your league...
But
they're going to finish in an automatic qualifying position. They're going to finish fourth.
That's not an automatic qualifying position. You've got to take part in a qualification to get into the group stage.
But then it's Chelsea, isn't it? The fourth spot goes.
Yeah, I know.
So they won't get it in Europa.
Well, so you want
it's
next...
like being on Bullseye and saying, look at what you could have won, right? And it turns up and you live in a 16th floor flat in Hampden, Camden. And it gives you the boat. What am I going to do with a boat?
Sell it.
I know you're going to sell it, but you can't sell your Europa League spot.
You're just bitter after the Istanbul... things 2005. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it all comes out now, doesn't it?
And we got robbed in our qualifier.
Yeah,
we did. What, well, Valencia?
I won't start chanting. Don't worry.
We got Valencia.
That's what you get. You could have got robbed Valencia, next. And you could have got Pep Guardiola quitting Barcelona. We haven't even finished discussing Champions League stuff.
I've never seen a coach leave a club, and like there'd be so much emotion. Even the players were in the press conference. Fabregas looked like he was going to.
So he's come out. He's come out and confirmed he's not.
He's gone. Can't cope. I need time out.
It is the weight of expectation. I mean,
4 years there.
They're expected to win every game and win every trophy.
But absolutely they are.
When you
but
have that
the
sort
best
of success.
Side in the world.
Oh yeah, definitely.
He's done everything. I don't blame him for saying I'm out. But I've never seen a coach quits. Like, even the board were on the panel, they're all upset. The players, Fabregas was crying. Messi didn't turn up because he said it was too emotional.
It's a bit Kevin Keegan up in Newcastle, isn't it?
It's amazing, isn't it? It's only 42.
Geordie's weeping in the streets.
Oh, they're weeping in the streets all the time. wait till next week with Chelsea in the cup. But it's quite sad. I don't know.
Is he going to come to? Is he going to come to? Did he? So he's taking some time off. Did he say
time off?
Like, as in a year or as in
at least
2 months?
No, at least a year. He won't go to Chelsea. I don't care how much money Chelsea throw at him.
I reckon he'll go to Arsenal.
Forgot Wenger still works there, you know.
Yeah, I know Wenger still works there. He's not going to be there forever. He's already
no, but he's going to take a chill pill.
Yeah.
And have a minute.
I don't think Wenger will be there. I actually didn't think he'd still be there at the end of this season. I thought he'd say, "I've had enough of
he's
this."
Third?
Huh? Yeah, I know he's third. The amount of crap he was copying in the middle of the season. Yeah.
But you think Guardiola will go to Arsenal over Chelsea?
Well. Well-run club. They play the style of football that he prefers. I mean, the only thing you'd really... Why would you want to go to Chelsea when Abramovich can flick you out even though you win the league just because you
haven't... When he flicks you out, he pays you out.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I mean...
It's not really somewhere you want to turn up, especially if you've already had issues with pressure.
And the players have got too much power and... I wouldn't do it. Why would you? I mean, yeah, the money would be nice, but... Professionally, hasn't really helped out AVB, has it?
No, he did turn around, obviously, he's got a soft spot for Everton.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But
I think Ken Wright have to sell a few more theatre tickets.
I'd
for
rather
that
have Moyes than Guardiola.
That's alright, Moyes will be at Tottenham next season.
Oh, fuck. You're talking shite. Talking absolute shite. Next.
Race for the title.
Yeah.
City United.
Tevez is going to do it, you know.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It's a pity we don't have J-Mo here, because I'd like to ask him how dirty does he feel welcoming him back. Although I think
No, J-Mo. I spoke to J-Mo.
City fans won't care. They'll just
They're more than happy with Tevez. It's all forgive
water
and
under the bridge.
He's come back. He's doing the business. I think they're more dirty on Balotelli.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you be? Balotelli, I think comes back after that game.
I think after what happened to United last week, first and foremost, I couldn't believe what happened last week. 4-4.
I couldn't believe it either. I switched over at 4-1.
I didn't even bother watching it. I thought we were going to get a good hiding. And then I woke up in the middle of the night.
I bet you IQ'd the replay then.
Huh?
I bet you IQ'd
don't
the replay.
Don't have IQ. But luckily it was on at lunchtime, so I did catch it.
Yeah.
But then United don't concede 4 at home. Everton certainly don't score 4 at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
I just think City are going to go for this, and I think they're going to do it. And then you look at City's last two games; they've got United, obviously tomorrow or Tuesday morning, Newcastle away, tough one, and then at home to QPR. They're not going to drop a point.
QPR, well, yeah.
United have got City, Swansea, and Sunderland. They're not going to drop a point except this game. It's the only game.
I don't know, Newcastle won't be easy, and QPR will be fighting to avoid relegation. The QPR game could go one of two ways. If they're already safe by then and they won't get relegated, Man City will walk it. But if QPR got something to play for, they've already beaten Arsenal and didn't they beat Chelsea as well?
Yeah. He's got loaded down then, boys. Come on to that sort of stuff in a minute with Wigan.
But just going back to the Man U Everton 4-4, didn't Fergie come out before that game saying that Johnny Evans was one of the best centre-backs in the Premier League?
Yeah, that means he's gone to Everton.
And then got turned over. Yeah,
another one. I bet you Evans turns up at Everton.
United's defence don't look the same without Vidic in it.
What happened to him?
He's injured, isn't he?
Still.
Yeah, I think he's out for the rest of the season.
All right, who are we going for, City or United?
Yeah, City.
Fans?
You think I'm going to go for United?
No. So we're all City?
City.
Is that we actually think or we want?
No, both. I think it'll be definitely, I definitely think, just with the way City are playing, like, they
you know, if you win it, they're going to dominate for 10 years.
No.
Yeah, they will.
I can't, no. Abramovich has already said he's going to throw like another $400 million at the club, so I can't see that happening.
All right, but looking at the Premier League, down in fifth, Spurs.
Yeah.
With a game in hand, and they've got a superior goal difference too. So if they, they can draw level with Newcastle.
Yeah,
who are they playing?
I don't know who they're playing, but do you know what? Redknapp's made the right bollocks of this over the last couple of months.
They're playing Villa. You got it next week. Oh, okay, so they're playing tomorrow. So
he's just made a right mess. In January, Tottenham were like
Spurs.
Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, some.
They were
attention.
Up there, and people were talking about them potentially winning the league. Now he might not even qualify for Europe.
And he's bitching about not having a big enough squad.
Sent peanuts or everything. Well, like that.
Why didn't he spend some of that personal money?
Allegedly.
His account can buy a bloody decent footballer.
But even the players are now coming out going, he doesn't rotate the squad.
Same players that were saying 6 months ago, oh, we love it, he doesn't rotate the squad and he lets us do what we want. He doesn't rotate the squad and he doesn't do anything tactical.
Yeah, Bristol players are tired now.
Rotate the squad. Well, don't you want to play every week? Most professional footballers want to play every week. They get the right arse if they get dropped. It's not like they're in Europe.
Arsenal fans are pissing themselves because Adebayor's...
We had the 10-point behind.
Mind the gap. That's quite funny.
I think he's and I don't want him as England manager either.
And it's an awesome example of what happens when you start crowing too early, because Tottenham fans were all over Arsenal fans 6 months ago, before the season was even half completed, and now that's looks like it's all fallen apart for him.
Good. But what about Wigan? They don't. What did I say earlier? I said when you have a turd and you flush the toilet, and it keeps coming back. And it's like one of them really horrible floaties.
Yeah.
That's Wigan, isn't it?
Yeah, we're now going to call them Wiggins.
Wiggins. I've got the Wiggins. Just can't.
And if you're playing the Lee Sutherland shite pun drinking game, that's another two skulls,
but
thanks.
They just keep coming up with these results, and then last night 4-0 against Newcastle.
Yeah.
I couldn't see that coming. I thought Newcastle were going to walk all over that.
Me personally, a couple of months ago, like, get rid of Wigan, to get on my nerves. But now I go, they show some real fight and some ability. These boys don't know the beating, like the Ted. And they keep coming back. And I actually want Wigan to stay up now.
Well, so who's... Obviously, Wolves has already been relegated.
Yeah,
Blackburn are pretty much
gone.
And that's I'm actually quite happy with that, because the Venkies are just...
Bolton and QPR have got games in hand. I'm going to stick my neck out here.
Who do you think's going to go?
Villa.
Really?
Yeah. They're not going to beat Tottenham, and the last game of the season is away at Norwich. I think Villa are going to go. McLeish is going to do it.
They've got a better goal difference, and they've got 3 points on top of the two teams in front of them.
Nah, Villa.
Okay.
Two good call.
I would laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
I think they've won one in the last 15.
Yeah, I know. They've been terrible. They've been terrible. And it's a bit of a shame, really.
The sponsor, it's Strip Supply at Nike.
The sponsor or the Strip?
Supplier.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Next year, Macron. It's got championship football all over it, hasn't it?
What is Macron?
That's the one that West Ham. West Ham wear Macron.
Which means,
it's a terrible strip.
Yeah, Villa have gone.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a shame, really, because there's a promising Aussie youngster there called Chris Hurd. He's been doing really well in the Premiership, but he's just surrounded by crap. So you reckon Villa for the drop?
It's always Western Sydney.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah, well, you're right there, Nicholas. Mm. But McLeish, two West Midland clubs in consecutive seasons.
The fans never won, and the worst thing's going to be is if they actually survive, because
he's gone.
You reckon he'll be gone?
Yeah, he's shite.
Well,
he's the worst manager ever.
Yeah,
that's a pretty big call. Worst manager ever.
They'll be
we'll go to West Midlands and ask that.
He'll be straight on the phone to Brian Robson.
Yeah, Brian Robson, McLeish, and Gareth Southgate, the dream team.
No, Southgate's in charge of. In the England setup, he's setting up all that coaching stuff over at the England Centre of the Centre of Excellence.
All that coaching.
What's that new centre that they're building?
I don't know. Shopping centre.
Yeah, but no, he's the one overseeing all the setting up of the Club England facilities.
That we've got now, Club England.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Gareth Southgate's little baby. God. It was on Fox Sports. It was on Fox Sports the other week.
Jane, have we got our Australian passports?
Yeah.
Right, we're Australian.
Welcome. So you reckon Wigan and QPR are going to get out? Oh, what about the Chelsea-QPR game? Banning the handshake.
I think the handshake should be banned full stop.
I see why they do it, which, you know, there should be respect before the game starts and all that sort of thing. Yeah. But you just, the problem
if you
is...
if you're going to do it, then you do it.
The problem is with everybody suing everybody now, it's just, you know...
You didn't shake my hands, but I'm not shaking your hand.
Yeah.
You just kissed him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Give a man cuddle.
Okay. Well, you give me a man cuddle last night. Don't forget your...
I don't want to hear about
that. He's 6 and a half foot, right? I'm 75 kilo. And he picks me up and crushes me. You know what I mean?
All right.
That's a limp home in my wheelchair.
Next.
No, anyway, who do you reckon's going down, Nick?
Yeah.
No.
Not that hard, just pick three. No. Wolves have gone. Yeah, so obviously. Two left.
Wolves. Yeah. Blackburn's gone. Blackburn, I don't think
Blackburn
can get out of it.
Blackburn definitely gone.
QPR.
You reckon QPR are going? Jane?
Wolves, Blackburn and Bolton.
Bolton? Ooh, hello.
Yeah, I'm thinking Bolton too, because I think they're just too far. There's not enough games left. There's not enough games left to pull themselves out of it.
Bolton have got Spurs,
yeah,
West Brom, and Stoke.
Stoke at home's not going to be easy.
Yeah, that'll be. It all depends on tonight's game against Tottenham.
Well, yeah, that's
and
it.
I think they'll beat them.
You reckon?
Yeah.
And no. Villa have got to play... what? Well, see, you said that Villa might beat Tottenham, so...
You won't.
Okay, so you reckon Bolton can beat Tottenham, but Villa won't?
Yeah.
Okay. This
is recorded, so we can listen back.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, we'll look...
I'm saying Villa are gone.
We'll look like tits in 2 days, so... I think Bolton have got enough time to get themselves out of it. I'd like to see Villa go down, but I think it'll probably be Bolton, unfortunately.
Alrighty. Okay.
Next.
Cool.
Next. Fuck you.
We're going to talk about Genoa. We're going to talk about Genoa.
No.
Nope.
UK. And this is stolen straight from the UK version. We pay homage to Jim Staples. They do Broom 101 every week. I thought we'd do it this week. We'll have to do it every week. Thank you, Jim. So we're going to roll with it. Name one thing or anything in football that you'd like to see banished forever.
The Nevilles.
Did you take the piss?
No, I'm deadly serious. They're horrible, what? Horrible bastards.
Especially
Gary Neville.
Gary Neville, I can understand.
Gary Neville, especially.
But as a pundit,
purely for his sex noise. On
sex noise
during
commentary. I can understand that. But as a pundit, he's doing all right.
Well, we see we don't have to put up with him over here because he doesn't commentate. He doesn't commentate on the international feeds.
I think it's all right. So you want the Neville? What about? You can go with one of them because Phil Neville, as club captain of Everton Football Club, I think that's a bit harsh.
Could be even more reason for him to go down.
Do you know what? What is it?
Gary Neville.
No, Jane. When Everton win, doesn't his wife give him?
He
gets a Kit Kat.
It could be a Kit Kat, it could be anything.
I thought there was a euphemism coming out.
No.
Let's not go there.
So yes.
Philip Neville gets a chocolate what?
Treat. it was international flag day. Jesus Christ.
Don't mention the bumming.
Especially or fisting with a Kit Kat. God help us with a chunky
just make
cat.
Sure, make sure before you post this, Nick, you put the explicit tags up.
It was International Flag Day yesterday. And my fans encouraged to give the toffee lady had Kit Kats, and she was having toffees out and Kit Kats. Yeah, I think John Kelly, who's the Everton Supporters Club Australia, he was at the ground going, but I forgot to tell him.
Oh, that was on the telly in there.
What? The cause?
Oh, good God.
Oh, hey, get in there. I had a volume up.
We don't want to listen to that. We had to listen to it at the beginning of the podcast.
Don't have to listen to it. Just look
just
at it. Look at it.
Nobody tell Johnny because he'll be hearing a shot. He'll get fired.
Ears would have just pricked.
Yeah.
We sat in the bathroom.
Andre caused somewhere. I've got
to
run.
So you want? Are you going to have both Nevilles or one Neville?
I prefer both of them, but if I can only pick one, it'd be Gary.
You can have both. Did you say?
I prefer it'd be Gary.
Yeah,
why are we parking?
How good's Cheers Bar? Right? Anyone listening? This place does request, so we've now got the cause. on the stereo behind us. Nick,
that can go straight into my room, whatever.
Nick, you can't put the cause in room 101.
Oh, I think Johnny'd never forget.
Well, actually,
you.
Sorry, actually, I'll put, the cause in room 101 as long as I can blow the back doors in.
Okay. Oh, good.
Sorry, God. But on your birthday Tuesday. Nick, who's your one in room 101, as in?
In football.
Apart from the cause.
In football.
Yeah, in football.
The entire senior management of FIFA.
Because that's shite.
No, I don't know.
What about FIFA or the FFA?
Oh,
both
that's
of them.
Probably not a bad. Well, yeah. That's probably not a bad shout.
See?
And what's yours?
Suarez.
I was waiting for that.
No, but Suarez was the first one. But then after watching the match last night and I seen his third goal, I went, do you know what? That was good.
Yeah. But you're still gonna put him in room 101.
No.
Okay.
I'm putting Matt Stevens in room 101. In the naughty corner.
Why, because he's too soft to turn up? Or?
No, because he just come up with a lame excuse today. Yep. He said he's watching JMO play football and then moving his stuff. So, Matt Stevens...
Where's he moving his stuff?
It's a bag. Because he's moving to Macca's.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so Matt...
He's had enough of falling asleep in the corridor at his current place.
Yeah. So, I think it was brilliant, because we're going to see Macca and we're going to ask him what his apartment number is. And if Macca's apartment's 101, that's brilliant. But, Matty, you're now moving to room 101. We love you.
Oh dear.
Alright, so what's next on the list?
Make it sound like you're enjoying it, for fuck's sake.
Make it sound like I'm not hungover, you mean? Okay, right.
It's not my fault you're 15 pints of cider last night, a Vindaloo, yes, and then decided to dance with a bus, crush me, air guitar, and then dance. What was he dancing to?
It was a Spanish version of the Eagles Hotel California.
That's it. And
sounds
he was
like
dancing.
Sounds like a top night out to me. Yeah,
and he was salsa dancing.
Yeah, he was good. Salsa dancing on his own.
Fantastic. Excellent. So,
and the text message says, which I got this morning from Nick. Right, listen to this. This is great. So he texted me this morning. Yeah, I'll get it for you now.
Coffee.
this is brilliant. Radio.
What it was she had told
is it, yeah. So Nick texted me about 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock this morning, 7:30. Thanks for that. Yeah, it went. Can't remember most of last night. Chantel, that's his missus, wants to know if I've offended anybody. Do you know?
Because I was in a particularly interesting mood yesterday.
So I got a text and went, "No, you were great. I love air guitar." Yeah.
Fantastic.
But anyway, sorry,
Nick. No, we're done now.
No, we're not. Carry on.
No. Okay.
It'll be up on YouTube later, listeners.
Yeah,
probably.
But no, do you know what Ultras?
Yeah.
I thought it was bang on.
Give
the shirt back. I remember there was an Everton player, Niarcho, and he was shite. And a fan walked onto the pitch. It was away at Arsenal and we were getting battered. And a fan, and it was so fat, it was unbelievable.
I wouldn't have gone up to an entire team, but I wish I could have approached Philip Deggan or Milan Jovanovic and got
shirts. This guy took his t-shirt off and went up to the Arsenal to give him a t-shirt and went, give me your Everton shirt because you're not fit to wear it. On the pitch, the match is going on. Get off your shit, you're not fit to wear the shirt. But Genoa went to another level.
Yeah,
and there was like about 100 of them got on. Blocked the tunnel.
So they couldn't get off.
Surrounded the player and give us all the shirts.
You're not good enough.
It was the captain. The captain went, piss off, I'm not giving you my shirt. And squared up to them all.
No, wasn't it the captain that went around and collected the shirts, but it was the goalkeeper.
There was one.
The goalkeeper wouldn't give his shirts back.
No, there was one of them. Rossi, he tried to negotiate with them, but there was another player. Okay, now where's his name? Scully. His name's Scully or something like that.
Giuseppe Scully.
Yeah. He basically went, no, you're not getting my shit. There was two players who went, you're not getting me shit.
Yep.
One of them got really offended. His old fella was on the run for 12 years, allegedly part of the mafia.
Yeah, granddad.
You're not going to mess around with him.
Yeah.
And he just refused. I went, no, I'll take his all on.
Leading figure in Calabria is something crime syndicate.
But do they have a
interesting
point?
Family
Would you
history?
Do that though? Because I do get pissed off sometimes with players and go, you know, do you want to wear that shirt? And I'd like to go to some place at times and go, take the shirt off,
Like I said, Degen, Jovanovic, so many players.
That's one hell of a fan forum.
Imagine doing that fan forum. But imagine if that happened in Australia or in the UK. UK, anyone,
it'd be the end of the game.
The club, if it was in Australia,
media would go nuts.
If it was in Australia, the game would just be banned. Yeah. Never mind a club. If it was in the UK,
Daily Telegraph would have a field
day. Tom Smithies would be boiling himself.
Yeah.
He'd be like. Yeah.
Sound a lot like Gary Neville.
He would sound like Gary Neville. In the UK, they get banned from Europe for a year.
Yeah.
5 years. Yeah. Something daft like that. But in Italy, it's like, it's just a bit passionate.
They take it to a whole new. They
fair play to them.
The ultras run like half of the stuff around the club anyway.
Of course
like,
they do. Yeah, good on them. Niarchos, shit anyway. So he never come back. He never played for Everton after that game.
Really?
Yeah, he's crap.
All right, Gillingham.
Gillingham, yeah.
Well,
No Johnny today.
But what's really pissed? Yeah, it was in 1981. They played Notts Forest at Gillingham. If it was yesterday, I think it was at Notts Forest. 1-1-0, but 20,000 were there.
Really?
Now, what's really pissed me off about Gillingham?
What's the current crowd now? About 4?
Yeah, thereabouts. No, it was at Forest.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
What's really pissed me off about Gillingham is Johnny sent them an email last week, or 2 weeks ago, talking about the podcast and telling them that we talk about them and asked for an update on the vacancy, the retail vacancy.
Yeah, the one that's already been filled, apparently.
We don't know, because the guy hasn't responded to us 2 weeks.
It's a bit
Gillingham, weird. I mean, how many emails did they get?
5.
We're responding to them, telling them we love them, and this, that, didn't even respond to us. So we're going to have
some poor woman in HR's like, what the hell am I meant to do with this?
Yeah.
Is this serious?
I thought we were supposed to be contacting the supporters club instead of...
We do, because Jim does it all.
Okay.
We thought we'd just go to the club for a bit of feedback. Nothing.
Get back in contact with Jim and get him to blow the
job's
club up.
Full, but now I want to know what the tuck shop lady's like. Is she good? Or he? Good.
I want to see a picture.
Is she hot?
I want to see
I want to see a picture.
The pie's warm?
Yeah,
I want to see a picture.
Put a webcam in.
So Gillingham has finished the game.
Needs to take a photo.
Any
delivery drivers listen to the podcast in the UK?
Well, let's find out. But Gillingham drew last night, finished the season in 9th. So what I'm going to do next week is a full season round of proper, 5-minute section on Gillingham. So we're not going to forget Gillingham. We're going to go with them again next season.
Win, loss, win, loss for 4 minutes.
No, they've been ninth for about 25 weeks.
What you should do is you should get Jim, get Jim on Skype and interview him and record the thing, and we can cut it into the podcast.
We'll do that then.
Yeah. You get Jim to give you he's a Gillingham fan, get him to give you the season roundup.
Thanks,
Jim. I'll just volunteer,
Jim.
Cheers, Jim. But we're going to go with the State League side.
What, in New South Wales?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, you just... Yeah, here we go.
Sydney
this
Olympic.
Is where Sydney Olympic were coming in. Right.
Listen, I put it on Twitter before, and the hashtag is NSWPL.
Why?
You'll double their crowd.
Well, I said I'd go with a State League side. They're quite passionate.
They're all over
Twitter and whatnot. So, whilst there's no Premier League and whilst there's no Championship, I'm going to go with...
And you don't give a shit about the Euros?
Forget the Euros. But I'm going to go with Sydney Olympic. I reckon they've got a great setup down there.
You think we're going to be able to fill up an hour-long podcast with
Sydney Olympic? No, I'm only going to do a couple of minutes each week.
Okay.
But I'm going to get myself to one of the games.
Fair enough.
Or a couple of the games.
Get
them on, the crazy.
Don't the World Game do a podcast where they cover State League stuff?
No.
No?
No.
That's a bit of a shame.
Well, we'll do it.
It's a bit of an untapped resource.
No. Football sack too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's
I don't listen to them anymore.
Yep. Excellent.
Sorry, Nowakowski.
Yeah, he's
I'm sure he doesn't listen.
No.
Anything else, Nick? Or are you just dying on your ass?
James
picking her nails. Yeah. What are you doing?
She's reviewing photos.
Oh, are you? Oh.
You're going to talk about your fan awards.
Oh, the fan awards. Yeah.
You forgot because you didn't count up all the versions. That was me.
Jane Dunley. Yeah, we have 35,000 votes.
Nice.
Well, 35,804 votes. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Impressive if you remember the number.
I didn't even write it down. No, because I nearly wet myself when I seen it.
That's all right. That's decent.
So we're quite happy with that. It's down in Melbourne on May the 25th after the awards night.
Mm-hmm. Any details for that? Where is it? How do people
get
Marriott tickets?
The Marriott Hotel. We're just contacting the finalists at the moment. And then whatever's left will go on general sale next week. Liverpool, you'll be happy. MLS
Melbourne
Day.
Does. Yeah.
They're the finalists. There. Cool. Or website of the year.
Website of the year, yeah.
Cheers didn't make the cut.
Unfortunately. We'll have to push it next
week. Go on to ffdu.net and you'll see the full list of finalists. And everyone who's on there deserves to be on there. Someone emailed me and went, I can't believe so-and-so's not on there. So I messaged him back and said, well, did you nominate them?
Did you vote for them?
Anyway,
yeah.
So basically it's a popularity contest when they're asked voting
tickets. That's fans. That's yeah.
My fault.
Timmy V, he's... Contacted
He's a finalist, isn't he, Jane?
Yeah, he's a finalist.
Yeah, he contacted me, so
He got in contact with me, or put him on the game.
Yeah, he contacted me, he's in Newcastle, he wants to fly down to Melbourne.
Yep.
I've got someone flying down from the Gold Coast to Melbourne. There's people flying from Perth.
What were they nominated for, worst crowds of the season?
No, the Gold Coast guys, one of the football sack guys.
Oh, okay.
But there's people flying in the States for this, so it's quite a cheap shot. It's quite mad.
Yeah.
Really, that.
Just explain the panel voting, who they're voting for and who's actually on the panel.
So the panel voting is for...
I'm not going to tell you who the panel is, but they were from Fox...
Where are they from? Yeah.
Fox Sports, SBS, 442, ABC and the Football Media Association.
And they're independent, they don't know...
Totally independent.
They're receptionists from each one of those businesses.
they don't know whoever else on the other... panel members are voting for, and that was for supporter of the year and supporters club of the year, because we didn't want to have that for online voting because that's just totally unfair. So people have to submit for those two categories documents to say, you know, why this person or this club should be that, and then they judged it and scored it and then come in. It was interesting when we got the scores in, but what was more interesting, it was very consistent as well, wasn't it, James? It's good, and the some of the documents that come in from supporters clubs, it's unbelievable. They put so much, you can see how much hard work they put into the supporters club.
Yeah,
because it was totally reflected in the documents that they sent through to us, which we were able to forward on. They were all good. Even the panel members were emailing back to us, and they were saying, "This is really, really difficult. Yeah. How do we score this?"
Yeah.
And we had to sit and notice how you do it, and they were like, "Jeez."
So get down to the fan awards in the Marriott in Melbourne. What's the date?
Friday, May the 25th. And if you can't get a ticket,
starting at
there's an after party.
7:30. It's going to be a sellout.
Yep.
So tickets are limited.
Any special guests in the pipeline?
Playing with that.
Timmy rocked up last season, but I'm guessing because he's still playing.
Spoke to him this week.
Why? He's not going to be able to come over for that.
No, he's got a coaching clinic on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
But he still keeps in touch.
Yep.
As always, I'm his mate.
I'd just like to quickly plug the...
No, you can't.
Shut up.
Cup final doesn't happen.
Yeah,
doesn't
FA happen. Cup final. Liverpool Supporters Club are obviously having our event here at Cheers.
I want as many people as possible to get down to this Liverpool Supporters Club event because it's a 2:15 kickoff.
Yep.
It's a big night for you all, and I want you to all be so fucking depressed at 4:00. It'll just make my day. I mean, we're going to stand opposite and piss ourselves.
Shut up.
Chelsea.
Well, anyway, getting on to the nitty gritty, the Budweiser will have a special.
Cheers. From Budweiser?
I have no idea. Cheers have very kindly provided a signed Jamie Carragher FA Cup semi-final commemorative shirt.
I've seen that.
And
did they have to pay for that?
I will tell you later. And also are also paying to get a squad signed shirt as well for Liverpool. That's also being framed. Yeah. And all the money that Cheers have paid for both of those shirts, the Jamie Carragher signed one is going to be given away as a lucky door prize.
Perfect.
And the squad signed shirt is going up on the wall. All the money was going obviously paid through Jamie Carragher's 23 Foundation, which goes to help kids over in Liverpool.
And it's a brilliant cause, that charity. And I'd like to say well done to Cheers for all your support on giving the Liverpool Supporters Club all our stuff. And I'd like to say to the Liverpool Supporters Club, well done for voting for Cheers, the Supporters Club Football Bar of the Year, because you never. And
that's why we're
not even okay, all right.
Anyway.
Wasted time.
Okay, I think that'll do it, since it's obviously gone downhill now. so that's episode 19.
The sniping will continue
on. No, 19, Paul Hardcastle.
Oh, we shouldn't have that music.
No, fuck it, it's the call.
I was trying to get Flatboy Slim on,
but
anyway.
Thank you very much, Cheers. Thank you very much, Miller. And that's a wrap.
Later.
See ya. Bye.